Blog Talk Radio.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil. And love like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live. One that keeps loving over and over again. One that men can offend because your word is thin. One that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want to love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep. It's so hard about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want to love like and be like and just like and be. I want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. Want to be like and live like, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live. Totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go, that we'll know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise on tonight, on this evening. Hallelujah. We thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. We thank God for the people of God in the name of Jesus. We know there is power in prayer. We know that when we gather together on one accord, things begin to happen in the supernatural. We believe, hallelujah, that God is going to hear our prayers even before a word is uttered out of our mouths. Hallelujah. According to his word, he already determined the end at the beginning. To God be the glory. So we're just affirming and confirming and agreeing with Almighty God. We say amen even before we go on the line tonight. God, nevertheless, let your will be done. So we thank God for one another on tonight in the name of Jesus. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what you're going through, but I know God is for you. To God be the glory. This is one reason it led me to Joshua chapter 1 tonight. We're going to read this and go right into prayer. Joshua, the first chapter. Hallelujah. Remember over in Numbers, they went out to spy the land, and God had made them a promise. Pastor preached on Joseph on Sunday, and she reminded us that Joseph was the great-grandson of Abraham. Come on, somebody. And we today are the seeds of Abraham through faith. So the blessings of Abraham are on our lives as well. So I thank God. Oh, man, I'm getting excited. I thank God that we're not just in pursuit. We're not just wandering around like we don't have something that we're trying to obtain. But we have a promise from God. Amen. That we will get what he has promised us in the name of Jesus. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 3. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moses. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all, somebody say all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong. Thank you, Jesus. And of good courage. For unto the people thou shalt divide the inheritance of the land, which I swore unto your fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, according to all the law which Moses your servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate thereon day and night, that you may do and you may observe according to all that is written. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I want good success. I already have good success. I want more good success. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And he gives us instruction. And as we pray tonight, we're reminding ourselves that when we go on that interview, when we go looking for real estate and property, when we go surveying the land, when we go, glory be to God, to and fro through our daily lives, God gives us promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That we will get what he has said belongs to us. I thank God for the word.
Yes.
I thank God that he says, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. It is not us when we get a yes. It is not us when we get affirmation. It is not us when we come through the fire and the water. It is not us when he pulls us out of fiery trials. It is all God. Oh, I can praise him right there. God has got me. I'm only 54 years old, but God has gotten me out of a lot of situations that I did not want to be in. And I know I got a witness on the line tonight. As you look back over your life, see what he has already brought you through. That's why he said, be of good courage. Because the enemy knows if he can immobilize you, if he can stop you, if he can get you to stop by fear and doubt and unbelief, if he can get in your mind, if the devil can get us to quit, we can't possess. But we're going to pray. Because he said you need good courage. You need to be strong and courageous. My God. So God, we're going to pray tonight for both. To be stronger and for more courage. Because you say in your word, if we speak the word, if we meditate on the word, when we pray the word, when we prophesy the word, when we believe and trust in the word, it is the word that he's watching over that he's going to perform in your life. It is the word of God that will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it to do. It is the word that says we don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are y'all with me tonight? We're going to pray and preach the word. We're going to pray and talk about the word. We're going to believe the word that no weapon formed against us tonight will prosper. He said, Joshua, speak the word, believe the word. Wherever you go, I'm going to give it to you. Be strong and courageous, and you will prosper. God, I thank you tonight, Kuro Oshata, that your people are prospering, that your people are hungry for more, that no weapon formed against them will ever be able to prosper. You said according to the scripture on tonight, there will no man or no woman or no witch or no hater or no opposition, no adversary be able to stand before us, your people, all the days of our lives. So, God, we realize through the word, if we don't quit, if we don't stop, if we don't turn back, we're going to possess good things. We're going to build the Holy Ghost. We're going to accomplish great things in the name of Jesus. So we're not going to be weary and doing well because we're about to reap a harvest if we don't faint in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, and I'm praying right now for us tonight to receive a greater strength, to receive a greater anointing, to receive greater revelation, to receive greater power from your hand in the name of Jesus. I pray for that one feeling weak and they don't feel strong even as I speak. The devil is a liar. The word declares over your life that when you are weak, he is strong. The word says his grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus. Pastor, preach that thing. She said there's always hope. So if you're feeling hopeless tonight, let this word stir up your hope. Hallelujah. Let the word of God ignite you. Let the word of God reignite you. Let the word of God re-energize you in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God set you on fire tonight. Get running back in your feet. Get the word of the Lord back in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, we know what it's like to be down, but we prayed and the Spirit of God lifted us up. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, he said he'll pull you out of a pit. They threw Joseph in a pit, and I've been in a pit before, and God pulled me out of some pitiful situations. How about you? In the name of Jesus, if you find yourself in a place you don't want to be in tonight, trust that God's going to get you out. Trust that God's going to get you through. Trust that God's going to get you over it. Trust that God that is going to get you. Oh, he said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I won't fail you.
Yes,
So God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. God, you say you will not fail us. You will never leave us. You will never abandon us. You said we won't prosper. We're going to have good success in every area of life. If we go on that interview, we got to believe that that job is ours. Hallelujah. You said where our feet go, glory be to your God. Where our feet go, you have given it to us. But we need courage, Lord, because the devil is firing fiery darts. The devil is distracting us with situations that are happening in our families and to our lives. The devil is a master of deceiving and distractions in the name of Jesus. But we bind that spirit up tonight. We bind his tactics up tonight. We bind the devil's strategies up on tonight in the name of Jesus. God has shown you great wealth because that's what he has in mind for you. Who is God talking to tonight? God is showing you a wonderful, happy marriage because that's what he has in mind for you. God is showing you doing great exploits for the kingdom. That's why he gave you a vision. Joseph had a dream. That's why you have a vision of victory. That's why you keep dreaming, and the devil can't mess with you while you're sleeping. But God is speaking to you while you're sleeping. Glory be to God. You had a dream, and you woke up and said, God, how can I do that? And God gave you that dream. God's showing you, hallelujah, that he's a big God, and he does nothing on a small scale in the name of Jesus. So as we continue to pray tonight, I believe that all your dreams are going to come to pass. I believe he's going to give you the desires of your heart. I feel the Holy Ghost so strongly. I feel like Jeremiah, Pastor, liquid fire, hallelujah, shut up in my bones on tonight in the name of Jesus. And I know I'm with some people that love the Lord. Pastor, this prayer line, the ignition, the camaraderie, the chemistry, the one accordness, this is like the upper room tonight in the name of Jesus. And I believe sickness got to get off of your people tonight, God. I believe that disease is getting up out of the bodies of your people on tonight. I believe, hallelujah, that finances are being turned around even as I speak. In the name of Jesus, I believe that poverty has already been canceled and destroyed off of the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, it may have gotten a generation before us, but it will not get us. It may have gotten the generation that preceded us. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses didn't get into the promised land. But we shouldn't feel sorry for Moses. Come on, somebody. Moses got a prominent position in the kingdom. But Moses did not possess the earthly promise. And God is saying that maybe our parents didn't get it. Now it's coming down to us.
Yeah.
But we got to be courageous. And as my wife, as prophet, Pastor Rebecca continues to pray, I know God is doing something supernatural tonight.
Yes.
God is doing something in the invisible tonight. We got to stop trying to figure him out, and he already worked it out. So, God, help us to trust you. Help us to be stronger, and help us to be courageous and not operating no longer in a spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We worship
yes,
you,
God.
We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you on tonight for victory, God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for power. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you've spoken pertaining to our lives and everything that will yet come to pass. Lord, we just thank you and we worship you on today because you are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. We come, Father God, seeking your face, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you, God. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. Lord, there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just bow down and worship on tonight, even on this prayer line, God, giving you, Father God, everything that you, Father God, deserve, oh God, because you have been so good to us, oh God. Mm-hmm. Lord, you've been good to us, oh God, and we are so grateful, oh God, for your hands upon our lives. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're yet to do, God. We love you. We praise you. We exalt your name. We magnify your name. We extol you, oh God. We worship you on tonight, God. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place, God. We thank you, Lord, for revival fire, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your spirit moving through this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't come for form or fashion. We thank you, Lord, that it's not about us, oh God, but it's about you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We covet your presence, oh God. We covet your fire, oh God. We seek your face, oh Lord, hallelujah. We want to be in your presence, oh God. We need your fire, God. We need your touch, oh God. We need your glory, oh God. We need your will to be made manifest, oh God, in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, not our will. Mama Koshelikaba Koshelababa. Not our will, oh God. But let your will be done, oh God. It's not what we want, oh God. But Lord, we need you, oh God. We need you more than we need our necessary food, oh God. As the deer panters for the waters, so our souls are longing after you, oh God. Lord, we need breakthrough. We need you for real, oh God. We don't want to play church. We don't want to, Father God, come in here, Father God, just spending an hour, oh God, in the flesh, God. Never in the flesh, oh God. We always come, oh God, seeking for you, Father God, to show up and show out in the lives of your people, seeking for you, oh God, to speak, seeking for you, oh God, to move, oh God. So, Lord, we're asking, oh God, that you will inhabit this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit, oh God, flood this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, oh God, take over, oh God, this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Touch every life, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice, oh God. Somebody is feeling weary, oh God. Lord, somebody needs a fresh infilling, oh God. Oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will fill them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pour back in, oh God, to every empty vessel. Begin to pour back in to every broken vessel. Begin to pour in, oh God, to every yielded vessel. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. You alone are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. 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 You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being liquid fire in our veins. We thank you for being the rivers of everlasting waters, rivers of refreshing, my God, pouring out of our belly, living waters, oh God. We thank you and we praise you for being the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord, for being a doctor in the sick room. We thank you, Lord, for being a lawyer in the courtroom, God. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We worship you. Oh,
Jesus.
My God. We magnify your name.
He's so worthy.
So, Lord, have your way. You're so worthy. Have your way on this prayer line. You are so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Have your way on this prayer line, God. We give ourselves away to you tonight, God, and say, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray tonight. Hallelujah. We pray for Rachel on tonight, God. We intercede for Rachel on tonight, God. Hallelujah. A friend of Sister Rita's, oh God, who's undergoing a procedure on tomorrow, God. We pray, Father God, for divine intervention on tomorrow. We pray for angelic hosts to be in the room with her as she goes through this procedure. We thank you, Lord, for guiding the hands of the doctor and the anesthesiologist. We thank you, Lord, for the Mama Koshelikaba the good report, even on the other side. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, that you already gone before Rachel, oh God. And we bind up the hands of the enemy, oh God. We bind up every demon on attack, oh God. And we lose victory, and we lose breakthrough, and we lose total success. Mama, over this procedure on tomorrow. And we thank you, Lord, that Rachel's coming out different. She's coming out better. She's coming out stronger. She's coming out more equipped. She's coming out, Mama Koshelity, get up, healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for Rachel on tonight. Lord, have your way in that procedure on tomorrow in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we worship your name. And we pray for Sister Rita, who brought this prayer request to the line on tonight, God. Continue to touch her. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue, Father God, to show yourself mighty in her life. Lord, we thank you for open doors, open doors, open doors. We thank you for increase. That you will send increase, that you will open doors that no man can close, that you will close doors, oh God, that no man can open. We thank you for the new things. We thank you for fresh revelation. We thank you, Lord, for that. Baba Koshela Nigina, for raising her up as an intercessor, oh God. Mama Koshela, in your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Akeshana, Mama, for total glory being released through the woman of God, your woman servant, oh God. Use her mightily for your glory. And we praise you in advance, oh God, for the praise reports that are coming in the lives of Rachel and Sister Rita in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. Even as we begin to open up the prayer line, we ask that you continue to have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank you, Lord.
Glory,
hallelujah.
To your name, Jesus.
Thank
we thank you for divine healing and manifestation of miracles amongst your people in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to take these calls. We see some hands raised already, but if you press 1 on the phone tonight, we just want to touch and agree and pray with you that God, amen, will minister to the needs of his people on tonight in the name of Jesus. Pastor, let's start taking these callers. We believe in God by faith that he hears us tonight in the name of Jesus. Our first caller is coming from the area code of 908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless.
Praise God, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Cece. And I just wanted to give a testimony tonight to how good God is and how prayer truly, truly, truly changes things. I remember about 4 months ago when I was coming on this line, and I was a little bit down and out. I had to get my faith lifted and picked back up under great ministry from you guys and prayer. And I just thank God that today, my grandbaby Zara, that I've been asking for prayer for, who was born 1 pound and 2 ounces, she is home today. They surprised me today.
Glory.
I thought she would be home around Mother's Day, but she's home. She's 6 pounds and 3 ounces, and she's in here looking around and smiling. I just thank God as I look at her, see the work and the miracle that he has performed on this baby, and anything else that's going on in my life, just looking at her, it just lets me know that everything is going to be okay. And I'm just so thankful and grateful. And I just want to thank everybody that said a prayer or anything. I just want to say thank you. God bless you and continue to pray that she continues to progress in the right manner. And I don't even know what else to say besides praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory, God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. God, you're so worthy, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You thank you, Lord. We praise and magnify your name on tonight. You're such a merciful, loving God, and this is why we serve you. This is why we trust you. This is why we rely on you and believe in you, God. Nothing short of a miracle. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
You know, what a praise report. We've been on this journey a little bit with you, And we just know, just from our part of the process, seeing you go through this with your grandbaby and Deja, the mother,
yes,
the father.
Yes.
As a family, y'all,
yes,
prayed, y'all came together, and this beautiful baby is now home.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna pray, and we know
thank
the hand
you,
of the Lord is going to be
thank
something
you,
special
Jesus,
all throughout her entire
ooh,
life.
Yes, God.
To
yes,
God
Lord.
Be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And grandmother, you prayed, and we know her mother prayed, and this prayer
yes,
line prayed, and we see God answering prayer. That's all. This is simply God.
Amen.
And as you said, he's leaving you speechless. Sometimes that's
yes,
what he wants us. Not enough words.
Yes.
We can't find
yes,
the words to say thank you.
Yes, God. Yes.
So that's where you are. So we're just going to pray because of that.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for CC tonight, this grandmother, this mother.
Yes, God.
You touched her heart on tonight. You touched her life on tonight. She see that even her posterity, even her children and her children's children,
oh,
Father God,
oh,
through prayer,
my God,
we know the hand of the Lord is on this generation, Lord, that
yes,
is following her.
Yes,
we thank
God,
you for the hand of the Lord that's on her life in the name of Jesus. Where her feet go, God, give it to her. We thank you that the word of the Lord will not fall to the ground that's coming out of her mouth. We thank you, Lord, as
yes,
praises
Father,
go up out of her mouth, your blessings come down
yes,
on her entire family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that her future is bright. I thank you that her tomorrow will be better than her yesterday in
yes,
the name of
God,
Jesus.
Yes,
we decree and declare that Sister Cece, her ladder will be greater.
Yes,
oh, I feel
praise
God in the name of
praise
Jesus.
God.
So, God, no weapon formed against her will prosper. You said there will be not a man to stand before her all the days of her life. And what she do will prosper. What she do will succeed in the name of Jesus. So as she holds her grandbaby, as she feed her grandbaby, baby a little
yes,
bottle, as she pray with her and teach her the alphabet one day, as we look back on this moment, God, in the name of Jesus, may Cece and her girls and her grandchildren praise you all the days of their lives.
Yes, yes,
in the
yes,
name
God,
of Jesus. You are a good God that have done a great thing tonight.
My
in the
amen,
name of
in the
Jesus,
name of Jesus.
So God, continue to watch over little Zara.
Yes, God.
Continue to make her healthy and strong.
My God.
Continue
yes,
to raise her up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Bless her mom and her dad in the name of Jesus. Give them all they need, the financial needs, all the emotional
yes,
needs,
great,
all the physical needs in the name of Jesus. Let them, Father God, be sufficient in every area of life. So, God, we
praise,
praise
God,
you for this moment.
Hallelujah, yes.
Man,
praise
my spirit is so stirred
God,
up. I can barely talk. Hallelujah.
Praise
to God,
God
be the glory.
Yes.
But we
praise
celebrate
God,
with you tonight.
Yes.
And we praise God with you tonight.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We
thank you, Jesus.
And I just wanted to say, ever since you guys came to the hospital, and I really appreciated that so much. I don't even think I had become a member at the church yet. And you guys came up to the hospital. You took your time. It just shows how much you love people. You came up to the hospital and you prayed over her. And ever since then, I've been giving you guys praise reports. Ever since then, I've
yes,
been giving you praise reports. And she has been progressing. And I just thank God. So, again, I thank God for you guys. And I pray that he continues to show you how to lead us and keep you guys strong with all that you have on you, with dealing with your loved ones, your family, and then the church family and others just always extending your love. And I just want you to know that I'm very grateful to you guys for extending your love beyond your own family. Amen.
Well, you're so welcome. And we do recall that the nurse made an exception in our case as Pastor and I laid little hands on little Zara. And the nurse made an exception. That's nothing but the grace of God.
Yes,
and we're taking no credit. It's all God.
Amen.
But he said,
praise
let the
God,
elders lay their hands on the sick. And we thank God that that nurse gave us favor. Amen.
Jesus,
oh, I'm so excited.
Amen.
To God be
the glory.
We love you and your family, and we're just so happy for everything that God is doing, has done, and is yet to do. Continue
praise
to stay
God,
ready, because you haven't seen anything yet. God is not
amen,
finished yet. My God,
amen,
keep praising him. Keep him as a priority and watch what God is doing in your family, in your life, in the lives of your loved ones. It's a tsunami
amen,
that is hitting
amen,
your household.
Amen.
It's a tsunami of blessing. Let me just make it clear so that there's no interruption from the demonic field. There is a tsunami of blessings that are hitting your household, your family, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree it in Jesus' mighty name.
Well, amen. God bless you. We're looking for more praise, of course, and amen. Jesus. Thank you for that. Thank you for that testimony.
Thank you. Praise God. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, my God. What a praise
God
report. Little Zara came home. That is amazing.
Yes.
Take another caller, Pastor. We thank God for a miracle from God. That's nothing but a miracle from God.
My God. What a miracle.
Oh, he's
God.
A miracle worker. Yes,
area
he
code
is.
240.
Area code 240. God bless you this evening.
Oh, hi. This is Starlita. Hi, everyone.
Oh, God bless you, Starlita.
Amen. God bless
hi.
You, Starlita. Yes.
I just want to say I'm so happy to be a member of the church now. I love everyone there. I feel everyone's spirit is so, I love everyone's spirit there. I feel very comfortable, and I just continue to be a part of your church.
Amen.
Well, we
Amen.
Thank God for that. Amen. I mean, when you talked to Kayla and y'all connected a little bit in the spirit, it was so wonderful to see two young women smiling together, praising God, and just rejoicing after Pastor preached and his new creation. It was a wonderful atmosphere on Sunday, and we thank God that you're part of our family.
Yes, yes.
God be the glory
thank
of our
you.
Church family.
My baby. Your mother has to share you with me now because you're my baby now.
You got a spiritual mom and a natural mom.
Yes.
Well, we're going to pray for you before we let you go.
I'll take it all.
Okay. Well, let us pray for you before we let you go. Father, we thank you for the joy that Starlita has.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you in the name of Jesus that she has Jesus' joy in her heart on tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that her future is secured in you, God.
Yes, God.
We thank you as she grow in the things of God, as she learn the word of God, as she mature in the spirit of the living God, that, God, you will do the impossible in her life.
My God.
Thank Woo. You for signs, wonders, and miracles falling this young lady.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
We thank you, hallelujah, that she has dreams and desires and aspirations that will come to pass.
Jesus.
God, give her, hallelujah, strategies. Give her wisdom and knowledge beyond her years. I thank you that you do the supernatural in her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as she has laughter in her spirit,
yes, Lord.
Let her enjoy life. Let her laugh more. Let her have happy moments in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And even when the enemy tries to come in, God, show her what to do, how to do it, and when to do it,
yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you.
So we cover her with the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you for angels watching over her as she go to work and go to school. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you'll keep her safe and sound in her mind. I speak right now a blessing over her mind.
Yes.
Anytime negative or evil thoughts try to come, I feel
glory,
God.
Glory, glory.
I thank you, Lord, that she'll be able to cast it
thank
down
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. So no negativity, no nothing from the devil we're receiving in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. As Pastor was praying for you, God showed me that you're in a season of divine turnaround. You're in a season of turnaround, divine turnaround. And God says
yes.
that your name is prophetic. Because you're about to shine bright like a star.
Mm.
So, God, this is your
Amen.
Season to shine bright like a star. Even as God is doing some things or orchestrating some things in your life, it's getting ready to be a very, very brilliant season for you. So you're walking into destiny. So God is ordering your steps. And every step that you take is taking you towards a brighter season and brighter days and new things and better things. And God is just saying he's getting ready to do some fabulous things in your life. So get ready and keep doing what you're doing. God is well pleased with the journey that you're on right now. And watch God. He's about to show up and show out in your life. And he's already shown up. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. He said, I've already shown up. But I'm about to show out. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Keep Keep smiling and laughing. God bless
you. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
She
has a wonderful spirit.
Amen. Amen. What a precious jewel. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. God has been adding to the church, and we thank God for all of our members who are inviting people. You know, Sister Carmen invited Sister Cece, and Sister Cece brought her family.
Yes.
She brought Star, and, you know, and God is just, you know, bringing people. He has already ordained and designed the people that he wanted to be a part of new creation. And we all fit. It's just so beautiful.
Amen.
The camaraderie, the, you know, the unity. It's
Amen.
Just so, the spirit of the love and the spirit of unity. Everything is so beautiful. My God, we don't even want to leave the church on Sunday.
It's the hand of God, Pastor, and it's a good season for New Creation Church. We thank God that his angels watch over us, and the word that came forth Sunday, what was the title of the word?
With God, you win.
With God, we win.
With God,
Look
we win.
That.
Amen. We're
going
to keep winning. Amen.
God.
To God be the
Amen.
Glory. Let us take some more calls. Area code 908. Area code 908. God bless you. Area code 908.
Good evening, Pastor. This is Diamond.
God bless you, Diamond. God bless you.
Just call.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How's everybody?
We're doing well.
We're doing really well. Amen. We're going to pray for you. Amen. We're doing really well, and today is a great day. And we just thank God for our prayer line on tonight, and we're going to pray for you. I just feel God just wanting us to just move into prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Diamond on today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God, and the great move that you have already orchestrated for her. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you would, Father God, just begin to continue to touch her, continue to minister to her, continue to speak to her, God. Continue, Father God, to direct her steps and just show her the way that she should go, oh God. We bind up every spirit of, Father God, confusion, every spirit that's trying to come against her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak victory over her life right now, God. We speak breakthrough over her life, God. We speak, Father God, divine destiny over her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the great things that you are doing and that you have already planned for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, God, I pray, Father God, for your hand to be upon her. God, none of my core shit. Even as I begin to pray for God's hand, God said his hand is upon you. You're in a season where you're getting ready to experience God like never before. You're getting ready to experience God like never before. God is saying that you've been seeking the more of him. You've been seeking a deeper dimension. There's some deeper things of God that you even question. You're like, God, I want to experience you like other people have said they experienced you. And God said you get ready to experience him on that dimension, on that level. God's getting ready to show himself mighty in your life. Hallelujah. It's like I see you stepping, taking a step over a threshold. And it's like behind you I see darkness, but in front of you I see brightness, like all bright, like sparkling lights, like sparkling colors. Everything is bright. Everything is sparkling. You know, it's amazing. I just told your sister that her name is prophetic. Your name also is speaking loudly to me, like it's sparkling, like everything's sparkling. I was watching my diamond ring today, and I watched as the sun hit it. The colors begin to radiate off of my diamond, beautiful colors. And God says that's what he's getting ready to show you. He's getting ready to show you his beauty. He's getting ready to show you his glory. Hallelujah. God says he's getting ready to show you off, my God, in the name of Jesus. He shifted you. You've been shifted. God is shifting you into another realm. He's shifting you. It's like you haven't, you didn't move, but God moved. God moved you. He shifted you. He moved you. And he said, you have yet to see, your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor has it entered to your heart the things that he has in store for you. So there's some things. I see a door closing. My God. Oh, glory. I see God close. He just shut a door. There's a door that God is closing in your life. And God is saying to you, I need you to leave that door shut. I don't know what this is that God is shedding out of your life. It's almost like some people are walking away from you. There's some separation taking place in your life. And God says, I need you to keep that door shut. Do not push up against the shut door, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus, because the separation is necessary. Oh, my God, is necessary for where I'm taking you. My God, I hear you, Lord. There's some people that cannot go where I'm taking you, says God. Hear God. There are some people that cannot go where I'm taking you. As a matter of fact, they will run interference, and they will be used to cut off your blessings. So they must, their separation had to occur, says God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for Diamond and what you're doing and where you're taking her and the things that she's walking out of and the things, the new season that she's walking into. Woo, glory. I thank you for all of the good things, the bright things that are ahead of her. I thank you for all of the old things that are behind her that have passed away, and that you're taking her into a brand new season. So God, continue to bless my sister, continue to have your way in her life, continue to shine your light so that she can see everywhere, so that she can see clearly what it is that you have for her and what it is that you have for her to do. So Lord, we just thank you for ordering her steps. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. We celebrate with you.
Yes.
In Jesus. And before we let you go, just one more thing God just put in my spirit. I don't know if you was here when I read Joshua chapter 1, but if you have a Bible, just try to read that chapter tonight. Joshua, the first chapter. That's all you got to read, because I see you possessing some things in your life. And this 2018 season,
my God,
there's going to be some possessions that you have not acquired yet that you're going to take hold of this year.
My God.
So read Joshua chapter 1, and if it hits you, get an inkling or highlight it and just go over the ones that hit you and meditate on those scriptures. Joshua chapter 1, God bless you.
And that's we're going to let you go. But as Pastor said that, I heard God say she's going to take back what the enemy stole.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah. It's a repossession of some things. She's getting ready to take back what the enemy stole. Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So precious. I tell you, I love all of these girls.
Yes.
I tell you, I got all these new daughters and buying. I'm so blessed.
Young people, Pastor. Young people for
the
kingdom.
Generation.
For the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Take another caller.
We're going to take another caller.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless
we're actually
name,
going
Jesus.
To go over to 270. Amen. 270.
Oh,
yes,
praise
God.
Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your dunamis power on this line tonight. I thank God for allowing me to be a part of this prayer line each and every Tuesday night. I thank God for each and every caller calling in, giving a testimony, giving a praise report, because we know we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I thank God for the testimony that his daughter Cece just dispensed with us. I thank God for healing her granddaughter, the miracle baby. And I thank God for giving me a word for her. God is allowing her to know that he's raising her up as a prayer warrior, and she needs to glean from people like Pastor Rebecca as much as she can, because God is going to allow her to see into the supernatural realm so she can pray against the demonics. And God is about to give her a reset, and God is saying, you haven't seen nothing yet. There's nothing too hard for me. He's about to allow revival to hit your family. And I thank God, as I was sitting there praying in the spirit, I seen Pastor Anthony praying as Solomon prayed. And God came to him and asked him, what do you want from me? And Pastor Anthony spoke similar to King Solomon and said, I want kingdom knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to lead your people. And I know you already have kingdom knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And your faith is what's going to allow those fiery darts to the enemy to be penetrate it. They're going to penetrate you because of your faith that you have in God. And I thank God for choosing to use both of y'all mightily. And I know, as you read in the book of John, as John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, it was just symbolizing the death and the resurrection, and the veil was torn. The heaven was open when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan. And God wants me to reveal to you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, that the heavens are open. The veil is open. The veil has been ripped. Blessings are coming your way. Sevenfold blessings. The sevenfold blessings are coming to New Creation Christian Ministry because of y'all faith in God. He has given y'all more than just a measure of faith. He has given y'all a gift of faith. When Elijah prayed and it didn't rain for 3 years, that's the kind of faith God has given you and Pastor Rebecca. And I thank God for using y'all mightily. I thank God everything that he does through y'all as vessels of the Holy Ghost, y'all give him all glory and honor. And I thank God for using y'all in the manner that he does in this end time church. And I thank God for the revival that's about to hit the land where new creation dwells. I thank God that he has lit a fire there, and the fire will not consume the congregation. It will continue to burn, just like the fire in that burning bush with Moses. And God was in the midst of that fire. And he's in the midst of this congregation and just expecting things. And I don't know, each and every night y'all come to this prayer line, y'all come with expectation, because y'all know the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And I thank God for y'all being a blessing in our lives. I thank God for using y'all to prophesy. And as we receive the word, we take it to the faith bank and deposit it. We just standing on the word that, the Logos and the Rhema. And I thank you, Father, for using both of them to your glory, Father. I thank you, Father, for the light that is shining right there in new creation, Father. You just allow the confirmation of the spirit that dwells there so peaceful. And each and every individual that comes, every time the doors are open, they can enter into your rest, Father, and just rest peacefully. There's no work that has to be done because it's already completed. They have the victory, Father, because they are the partakers of the finished works of Christ. They are joint heirs with Jesus, and they will always have the victory. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for touching each and every individual as their doors are open at New Creation Christian Ministry. And I thank you for increasing their territory, Father. And I know they're going into third world countries, Father. I know there's going to be lives transformed because of the preaching and teaching of the word. I know you have written the words on the tablets of their heart. I know, Father, they're walking and they're releasing the word. They have a mouth that is a mouth. It's not a gossip mouth. It's a mouth of gospel, Father. You have given both of them a gospel mouth, Father. They don't have a gossip mouth, but they have a gospel mouth. And whatever the enemy is trying to do, it will not prevail because you have established your church in the both of them, Father. And at this time, I decree and declare your bloodshed to cover the both of them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And I release the dunamis power, that resurrection power of Christ in their life, Father. And I thank you, Father, all the wagon tongues, all of the demonic attacks that try to come against this family, they are severed in the name of Jesus. And they are walking in prosperity, Father, because the heavens are open, Father. They're under a portal, Father, and you're pouring them out blessings, Father, that they wouldn't know how to start to receive. And I thank you, Father, for giving them a reset in their life, Father. I thank you, Father, for doing the magnificent, Father. I thank you for manifesting your power and your glory in the pastor's life, Father. And I thank you for allowing me to pray and lift up their arms, Father. And I thank you, Father, for showing me when to pray against the demonics that try to come against them, Father. Anything that is not like you that comes against this ministry, it shall not prosper, Father. It is settled in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, for giving them the fresh fire, Father, that dunamis power, Father, that resurrection power of Christ in their life, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you allow them, Father, to tap into that source of power that is in their spiritual belly. And I thank you that the ancient gates are open, Father, and the dunamis is flowing, Father, and they are excellent of soul. And I thank you for using them mightily, my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father, for giving them that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to lead your people, Father, because I know that they are true ministers of the Most High because they lead your people to you, Father. And I thank you, my Lord God Almighty, Savior. This ministry is founded on your word, and it's founded on your love, Father, the agape, Father. And I thank you for blessing them with an abundance, Father, an overflow with everything, Father. And I thank you, Father, for giving both of them that panoramic seer anointing, Father. They see into the supernatural, Father. They can go into the throne room and pray for your people, Father. And I thank you, Father, when they release the prayers, the heavens move. And I thank you, Father, as they praise you, the angels of heaven rejoice, Father, before the throne of grace, Father. They rejoice in the praise that are sent up, Father. And I thank you for giving them the power in the heaven, the earth, and everything under the earth, they have power over, Father. Whatever they bind on the earth, it shall be bind in heaven. And whatever they loose in earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Yeah. And I thank you, Father, that you have given them the power over each and every demonic force that comes from the enemy. And I thank you, Father, that you allow them to just take take control of the second heavens with their prayer, Father. There's nothing the enemy can do, Father, because he's in bondage. And I thank you, Father, for the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost flowing on this line each and every Tuesday and Wednesday night, Father. Continue to use them mightily, Father, and bless them because they've been faithful with small things. Bless them with mighty, Father. And I thank you, Father, for giving them your power. I thank you, Father, for your glory and your light shining in the both of them. And at this time, I say amen and amen. I thank you, Father, for your powerful spirit flowing on this prayer line, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless
you,
Pastor.
Thank you,
Pastor Jamal. Pastor Gail, we thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Man of God, Pastor, we received that word. We thank you for the word. People don't understand that the magnitude and the intense warfare sometimes. Yes, with pastors, but as you prayed, as you saw in the spirit realm, no weapon against us will prosper. But you said there's a fire in new creation that can't be quenched. Glory be to God. So Lord, we receive that word from your prophet tonight. We receive the word of the Lord, hallelujah, over our lives, over our marriage, over our family, over our church. We receive your word that you're watching over through the man of God's mouth in the name of Jesus. Now, God, hallelujah. Touch Cloud Nine Church. Touch his marriage. Bless their children and their grandchildren. Continue to let the word of the Lord be in his mouth like a, oh my God, like a two-edged sword. Thank you that, Father God, it pierced our hearts even as he spoke tonight. Thank you, Sister Steve, he received that word from the man of God as well. That revival has broke out of her house.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, you continue to speak on this line. Continue to use Pastor Jamal in a mighty way.
Yes, God.
In that area that his church, Cloud Nine, is in.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, allow the Spirit of the living God as he preach, as his wife preach, as they pray, as they prophesy, God, in the name of Jesus. Let demons tremble.
Yes, God.
Let spirits be cast out in the mighty name. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So God bless them. Bless them beyond what he God, overwhelm him, God, with blessings. Overwhelm him and his wife with every spirit you need, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you for this man of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this pastor, this prophet. Thank you for his ministry. Thank you for his marriage. Bless his family.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man of God, you spoke.
Wow.
You spoke tonight with such authority, with such power and clarity.
Yes, God.
You saw in the spirit realm what me and my wife, what we as pastors go through, and we thank you for attacking those principalities. Those powers, those rulers in dark places that they have been bound up tonight through the man of God. So I thank everybody on this prayer line for covering us with your prayers.
Thank
you, Pastor Jamal and Pastor Gail, for loving on us and covering us with your prayers. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my God, I just feel the fresh wind of the Lord. God is sending a fresh wind your way. Amen. Time to be refreshing. Amen. For you and your wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a fresh wind. It's a fresh wind. God is doing something new. I see some things being restored, revived, new life. Amen. Hallelujah. Things are coming to life, new life. Things that you thought were dead, God says they are being revived in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayers that you have been waiting for, God says this is the season of the unexpected. My God, the unexpected is getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. Supplies, just things about to surprise you, to bewilder. It's a season of bewilderment pertaining to the kingdom of God. God says, I'm just getting ready to amaze you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then that's what I'm feeling. There's a fresh anointing being poured out on you and your wife, a fresh anointing, even a stronger cord. The cords, I hear you, Lord. The cords are being strengthened, says the Lord. Hallelujah. God's restoring the cords. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the canker and the palmer and the caterpillar and the locust came in and tried to eat away, there's a strengthening of the cords being taken place. Hallelujah. And God is even doing these things as he's challenging you in the areas of ministry. There's something new. I don't know God, well, God still has me on this, but even as he's challenging you in the areas of ministry, there's something new going on in your marriage. Hallelujah. You guys are coming over a new threshold. You're coming over new hurdles. Amen. Things that have tried to overwhelm you in the future, you're breezing through them. Hallelujah. And they're not having the same impact, my God, that they may have had in the past. Hallelujah. God's giving you new insight and new wisdom and new strategies. That's it. God says, I'm giving you new strategies. Hallelujah. On unconditional love, even as you're loving each other unconditionally, he said it's going to transfer over to the people that I'm sending to you, that there will be unconditional love flowing through the church, flowing through the ministries. Hallelujah. And as he builds up the ministries, God says there will be many coming. I saw God say multicultural. There's a multicultural center that God is even beginning to show you, hallelujah, how to begin to minister multiculturally. God said there's going to be a uniting of the cultures. Amen. Hallelujah. That all denominations are coming through the doors of the church. Hallelujah. And because it is a safe harbor, my God, a place of safety, a place of love where there will be no discrimination, where there will be no hindering spirits. Hallelujah. God says, I'm building the house. I'm building the house. Oh, my God. He said, you don't have to build the house because I'm building the house. Brick upon brick, God says, I'm building the house. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, all you have to do is continue to allow me to be, my God, allow me to be that chief cornerstone. Jesus says, he allowed me to be the chief cornerstone continually in your lives, and the house shall be built upon the chief cornerstone. My God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for everything that he's doing in his ministry. Hallelujah. God says, rest. I hear God saying, rest, rest, rest in me, rest, rest, rest. Is already done.
Yeah.
Just rest. Rest as you labor.
Yeah.
Labor to enter into my rest. Rest as you labor, but labor to enter into my rest, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you. Every time, prophet, pastor, every time you come on, there's a fresh release, a fresh anointing, fresh winds, confirmation.
Yeah.
Pastor almost fell out of his chair. He had to stand up. You done went all the way in. You done went all the way into his prayer closet. When he began to talk about the wisdom of Solomon, he almost fell over. Amen. And that's something he hasn't even shared with me, but I knew he hit it point on when I saw his reaction to the word that was released. Amen. Hallelujah. So keep prophesying.
Amen.
Keep prophesying. Prophesy, says the
praise
Lord.
God.
Prophesy in
I
your
got
house.
One, I got
Don't
one thing.
Fall into
I got one thing.
Go ahead.
I got
go ahead.
One thing, Pastor. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Praise God. I got one thing.
Go ahead, Prophet.
God has Sister Maria and Jerome on my heart kind of heavy, and God has revealed to me if Sister Maria is on this line, allow our father's child, our brother Jerome, to know that I had to downsize some things in his life like I did Gideon when I downsized the army. And the reason why he downsized things in his life, because God is about to manifest his power where people will know that it's him that has moved in Jerome's life.
My God. My God.
Amen.
My God. Amen. Praise God. She is on the line, and that is a sure word. That is a sure word. My God, there's a downside so God can manifest
Amen.
His power. My God, hallelujah.
Thank God
we
for you.
Thank you. We receive that word.
We receive that word.
Keep prophesying because you won't welcome on this line. You know it. We love you here. The people here love you, and we're family. So we thank God for the prophetic release on tonight.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Thank God for
you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Give our love to your wife. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. For God be the glory. My God.
Well, we gonna
listen. God is moving. We're gonna take. We got 1, 2, 3 more calls. Amen. We thank God for everybody on the line. We will get to each and every one of you. Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678. God bless you.
And I'll be right there at your feet to praise you at your feet. I'll be right there at your feet forever. Oh, Jesus, I'll be at your feet to praise you at your feet. I'll be right there at your feet forever. Thank you, everyone, on this prayer line. And Brother Jamal, thank you so much because I received that word in Jesus' name. So many things has happened today. I feel like I was being tried by, or I've been tried by the devil. He just keeps on putting things in front of me. But you know what? God has a funny way of showing me, and I guess everybody, what's good and what's bad. And I got into a little confrontation at work, but when I got into that confrontation, that person that I was having the confrontation with, God forgive me, but I saw nothing but the devil in that person. I just saw that evilness in those eyes, and it just came to me, and I said, you know, I'm not going to fight with this person. I'm not even going to go there with this person. And you know what?
Right.
God put that peace in me. And I know that the closer I get to God, because I could feel, oh, God, I could feel that I'm getting so close to him. And I could feel that the devil just keeps on trying me. And I am not going to give up. And I know that my God has me. And I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. I rebuke him. He needs to just flee away from me because he is not going to get the best of me. Because my God is stronger and my God loves me. And I know that he's got me. Another for the strength that he has given me. And he has made me so strong that sometimes I'm even scared of it because I know the stronger I get, the more the devil's going to try. But I'm going to be strong. I'm going to fight him all the way because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I will stomp on him a thousand times if I have to. And I thank God so much that he has given me the wisdom to see what's going on. But I'm not going to let it happen. So thank you so much, Brother Jamal, my cousin Carmen. Love her so much. And Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. I may not be there on Sundays, but I try to see you guys on, you know, when the live stream. But I'll tell you something. If I live in New Jersey, your church would be my church. It would be the church that I would attend because you guys are powerful, and you guys have been through it with me from the very, very beginning, and I thank God for both of you, and I ask God to bless you both immensely, because you not only have helped me, but you've helped a whole lot of people on this prayer line, and who knows all the other people that I don't know that live in New Jersey that you have touched their hearts, so thank you so much. This prayer line
I didn't think I was going to make it on time because I was out, but I'm so glad that I made it, and I'm so glad and thankful to God for loving me no matter what. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
thank
the bottom
Jesus.
Of my heart. Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Because I'll
hallelujah.
Be right there at your feet, dear Lord. I'll be
yes,
praising you
yes.
at your feet, dear Lord, forever,
yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for loving me, keeping
thank
me safe,
you.
Protecting me, and my loved ones, dear Lord. And I just ask for blessing for everybody on this prayer line, especially my cousin Carmen. She's been through it all with me, too. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And you know, there was a reason why God placed Brother Jamal in my path. We didn't
yes.
get to talk too many times, maybe once or twice, but you know what? I love him, too. And God bless you, too, Pastor Jamal. Jamal. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm just
amen.
Praying that your heart
speaks
to you. Thank you.
No. Let me pray for you. Father God, we just praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for Sister Maria, God, and her testimony, God. We thank you for her witness, oh God, of strength, oh God, even in the middle of the storm, oh God, that she's not leaning on her own understanding, God, and her own strength, oh God, but she's leaning on your strength during this time, oh God. And Lord, I ask right now, God, that you will let your ministering angels be around her, oh God, and just begin to minister to hope and healing and strength, and Father God, just continue to keep her joy full, oh God, as she continues to delight herself in you. God, you are able to do all things. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that her hope is anchored in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, oh God, that he is the solid ground upon which she stands, oh God. I thank you for the witness out of her own mouth that the devil may try it, but he will not. He will not. He will not. Have the victory. He will try it, but he will not succeed, that she already knows the tactics of the enemy. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. We worship you, oh God, for this woman, oh God. We worship you as she, Father God, is drawing nearer to thee, oh God, nearer to thee, as she cleaves to thee, as she cleaves to you, oh God, as she, Father God, surrenders all to you, oh God, as she gives her all to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are her keeper, oh God. We thank you that you are the lifter of her head. We thank you that you are her sword and her strength, oh God, her shield and her buckler, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a fence all around her, oh God, and that nothing can penetrate, oh God, that none of the plan of the enemy can penetrate, oh God, the fence that you have built around her, oh God, that the weapon may come, but it will not prosper. So I speak strength over her right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you strengthen her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I thank you, Lord, that she has on the full armor of God. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her out of this time victorious, oh God. Yes, she has to go through, but God, she's coming out with victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We ask that you continue, Father God, to just be there, and we know that you will, because you said you will never leave her. You said you will never forsake her, but you will always be with her. So I speak healing over her life right now for every broken place. I speak healing over her life now for every hurting place. I speak healing over her life right now, Father God, for every wounded place. In the name of Jesus, I release the balm of Gilead right now to go and pour out over her, fresh oil being poured on her right now. I pour your oil on her right now. I pour oil on her right now in the spirit realm. I say, touch her, God, touch, touch, replenish, restore, refresh, my God, heal, mama koshelekedama. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, huh? For your healing power being released on my sister's life, God. Yes, sometimes we need healing. Sometimes we hurt, God. And I thank you for touching my sister right now, because she has a yet will I praise you in her belly. And she's praising you in spite of everything, God. So I thank you and I praise you that she still has her joy, my God, and she's not letting anything steal her joy. But I speak healing over her life. We speak healing and restoration over her life. We speak peace and prosperity over her life. We speak joy over her life and strength over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. So, Lord, we thank you. Oh, my koshela nema. And we praise you. And we give you the glory. Hey, hey, my koshela. I feel your strength coming. I'm a koshela dekedama. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Heke shada mama. Oh, glory. Ha akosha heke dama. Oh, kosha taka. Oh, kosha. Touch my mama. Touch your woman servant. Heke shada mama. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is strengthening your belly. I tell God, strengthen your belly. Just think. He strengthened your belly. He just healed and purged your belly in the name of Jesus. And you can run on. And you can run on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Better things, better, 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 better. I just hear better, 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 better. Better is coming. Better. Your better is coming. I hear you, God. Your better is coming. It's coming. Your better is coming. God says it's already here, but you shall see the divine manifestation of this word. Better. 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 My God. Just better. I don't know. I just hear better. Better. I can see the better just going before my eyes. Better. And capped all caps. The big better is here in Jesus. His name, but the enemy meant for evil. God says, I already turned that thing around in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So you keep praising me. Hallelujah. Because I already turned it around. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God for your victory. We thank God for your faithfulness. We thank God for your better. Oh, my God, your healing, your deliverance is already manifested. So just walk in it. God says we walk by sight and not, I mean, walk by faith and not by sight. Keep walking in that. Every word that you speak out of your mouth, I feel God. God said, you keep walking in it because you're walking it out. You walk it out. You walking that thing out. And it was meant to defeat you, but it didn't defeat you. It only purged, it only plunged you into an even greater victory.
Hallelujah.
There ain't seen nothing yet. My God, God says better, better, better. Just go up the line with that one word, better. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And I need go ahead and grab that Hezekiah Walker song. God just told me. Go grab that song. He just showed me. Hezekiah Walker's is going to get better. Grab that song and play that song. God said, I need you to play that song and praise me off of that song tonight. Better.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We wish
you
well in the grave. You have to break up. Oh, my God. I'm hugging you right now. There's a big giant. Oh, glory. I love you. I love you. In Jesus' name.
Too,
amen.
Pastor, in Jesus'
amen.
Name. I love you both. God bless you both. And I receive that
God
in
bless.
Jesus' name, Lord. God bless everybody on this prayer line. And thank you, Jesus, for everyone. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
God
bless you. Amen. Amen. Better. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Area code 111. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Barbara. How are you guys? I know you're blessed. I don't even know why I asked that question.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we are. How are you tonight? God, to God be the glory for the great things he is doing. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm not in New Jersey either. I was sitting here thinking about that, and the Holy Spirit was reminding me, this is the church. This is the church, because I come on this, and I was like, Lord, I know there's going to be faith on this line. When I call on this line, whether I have a request or not, I know there's going to be faith here. But he reminded me, if you go to the, and I'm not going to take the time, but if you look in the New Testament, and whenever he shows us a church, it was always, if someone has a song, let them sing. If someone has a need, let them be prayed for. You know, if someone has a testimony, if someone needs to prophesy, like everything that he demonstrated of the New Testament church, we see that demonstrated on Tuesday night. So I just wanted to share that because I'm not in church either.
but you're part of the church.
this is the church. Amen. I want to give a testimony because a long time ago when I was taught about the 10 lepers and how only one came back to, and Jesus said, where are the nine? I promised him that he would never have to ask, so where is Barbara? You know, when he does something for me, I will come back and tell it and I will thank him. This is, you guys prayed for my health last week when I was in emergency and all of that. And my health has improved. When I was sitting there, I was there for 8 hours. And I remember the moment when the Holy Spirit said, the only way the devil will win is if you put him in charge. And I said, well, he's not in so I know I'm done here. You know, so I'm just, it didn't matter what the doctor said at that point, you know. But my health has improved. I'm thankful for that. But this Pastor Rebecca, a while back on a Saturday night on Women to Woman on Facebook Live, you had said, ask God for what you want. And you said a lot of times we just don't take the time to ask him for things because we think they're small things and so forth. And I had just ripped my jeans. My jeans had caught on something and they ripped in not a cool place. You're not like a hip, you know, stylish place, like they ripped where you don't want nothing to be showing. And
yes.
I needed and so I just said, Lord, you know, I need to get some jeans. And I didn't make a big deal out of it. Well, over the weekend, I was with someone else who was shopping. And I'll just say, this cost me absolutely nothing. I got two pairs of jeans. I got a pair of snow winter boots, of garden shoes, and two pairs of sandals, plus several other pairs of shoes that I'm going to be able to give away to my family. And these are not cheap items. These are high price designer items. But what caught me off guard was I knew that I had asked for the jeans and I didn't understand why am I getting all of these other things and none of this cost me anything. He said, don't you remember? And I remember way back in winter, I said, I really could use a pair of boots before the winter comes again. So he had to take me back to the times when I had asked for, I wasn't even making it a prayer request. And I think that may help somebody else. It's like he hears even those little things that you say in passing that, you know, Lord, I really need, by next winter, I need to get a pair of boots. You know, here it is in May. You know, so you had given us that word on Woman to Woman saying, ask him for what you want. And I took that word and I said, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do that. And not only did he honor that, but he honored he kind of grandfathered back to, you know, to what I had asked.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to give him the honor for that and also for my health being so much better. I'm not on any kind of medication. That's what started everything. They tried to put me on some medications and everything went haywire. And she kept saying, well, what were you taking before? I said, I wasn't taking anything. I don't take anything. And that's where all this mess came from. So I'm not on any kind of medications and everything is so much better now. So I just want to give God the glory for that.
Ooh,
and I'm
Jesus,
so
hallelujah.
I'm just so thankful, and I'm thankful for you guys, just like everyone who's been saying on the line tonight, that we're so thankful for this prayer line and for what you guys do. I know I don't take it lightly at all, because what you have to walk through to establish an atmosphere where this can happen is something that I don't take lightly at all. My prayer request tonight would be just however the Lord will lead you. I have a couple of business opportunities that came before me. I'm not sure if it's God. I'm kind of in this in between shifting place, you know, where I'm, you know, I'm trying to be quiet and not make any sudden moves because I'm not quite sure about what direction he's taking me. So I haven't made any commitments one way or the other. So just, but however the Lord will lead you, I trust God on this line to get clarity on that.
Amen. Amen. As you even started talking before you gave your testimony, I heard God say, I'm taking her from faith to faith. Mm. That was before you even started talking. God says, I'm taking you from faith to faith. And as you began to share about all of the things that you received, God says, I'm preparing her for a new season. Even with the winter boots, he's preparing you in advance for a new season.
Wow.
So God said, not only am I preparing her for a new season, but I'm giving her everything that she needs in this season. So that little shopping spree was prophetic. When God was talking to you and he's speaking to you through everything that he's given you. And you notice that he's given you many things for your feet. And God is he's shodding your feet with the preparation for you to go. And not only is he shodding your feet with the preparation for you to go, but the preparation to go in many different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many different doors of opportunity that are opening before you, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So even as we're going to pray, but even as we were praying, I did hear God say again, tell her to ask me for what she wants. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, we're going to lift that up before the Lord.
God.
And if it is a God opportunity and not just a good opportunity, as Pastor said, your prayers will be sufficient. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
In the name of Jesus, even Father God, as she prosper and be in good health, even as her souls prosper, God. We thank you for a divine report concerning her health.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
thank you that all is well in her body, every bodily organ functioning, God, regulating her blood pressure, regulating everything, Father God, pertaining to life and godliness in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, we thank you for the praise we've brought, even the symbols of her faith, God. As Pastor said, with all the different footwear going in different directions and different seasons,
thank
we
you.
Thank you that many doors are being opened for her, God. As she already declared out of her own mouth, there are opportunities before her. There are open doors, but God, she wants to do your will. So I thank you that you would give her discernment, how to move forward, that you would give her wisdom, God, on how to proceed or not to proceed. In the name of Jesus. Give her an unction in her spirit, a check mark in her spirit, or give her a sign, God, that she can know it is you or it's not you. So I believe by faith right now, as she continue to walk and believe you, God, that you will make it clear in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she said she has enough to be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. We speak overflow.
Jesus.
We speak a life of abundance.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So God is not about asking for money, but a life of abundance would be suffice.
My God.
So God, I thank you if this opportunity will add to that abundance. Make it happen. Manifest miracles in her life.
Yes.
And God, hear her prayers as she pray for her family and those that she loves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you, as you said. This is part of the church. This is an extension in the arm of the church, Pastor. We're having church. This is part of NCCM
right here.
In the name of
it
Jesus.
Sure,
so as you said, I don't live in Jersey either, but you're part of the church, and we thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And there's some things that are happening, and money is not going to be an option. I heard God say it's not going to cost you anything. That prophetic shopping spree is not going to cost you anything. Come by with no money. Come by with no money.
Isaiah 55.
My God.
Wow.
So God is just speaking some things, and I don't know.
Amen.
Just go ahead and write it down and begin to meditate and allow God to manifest his word in your life as you continue to move forward by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May I say just one thing really, really, really fast? The sister that comes on the line and sings, I don't know everybody's name, but the Lord just kept reminding me I needed to say this. When I was in emergency, and even the time before when I had an issue, Pastor Rebecca and I asked you to pray, each time there was a very short chorus of a song that would come to me. And when I was laying on the gurney in emergency, there was this little chord, a piece of a chorus of a song from 30 years ago that I learned 30 years ago on a cassette tape in, while I was commuting to work. And I was like, what is this song? What is this song? And finally, the rest of the song came to me. But when that song came to me, it was scripture. It was a scripture. It was a scripture in the song. But he wanted me to say this to encourage her. When you're singing, you don't know where down the line that song is going to come back and move somebody through something. Because that's what happened to me. Because as soon as that chorus came to me, I would say within 20, 30 minutes, they had to bring the papers and let me out of there. So don't take it lightly, you know, when God gives you a song and you sing it out, whether you're in public or you're in a private situation, because that song could be a seed that's been planted for whatever situation they end up in, just like I was. That it could be the key that unlocks the door and gets them out of their situation. So I really just wanted to be obedient and share that. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. She did hear you. She didn't sing tonight, but she heard you. And that is reassurance that she's going to keep singing.
Prophetic song.
Amen.
Prophetic song. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing that. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Wow. We have one more caller, and then we really are supposed to be somewhere else right now, but to God be the glory. Amen. Area code 908, the last call. God bless you.
Hello, Deja. How are you guys?
God bless you, Deja. How are you? The mother of the miracle baby, Zara. God bless you.
Thank you. I'm just calling for general prayer and thanking God that my daughter is home today.
Amen. We're going to celebrate with you.
Hallelujah.
We are so happy for you, Deja. We thank God, amen, that your little baby is home with you. And we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for this mother, even as her daughter has come home, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you made her heart glad. I thank you for this family, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless them, continue to shower down your blessings upon them in the name of Jesus. As she holds her little baby, God, as they bond with one another, we thank you that the Spirit of the living God will be in their house. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the angels that are watching over them on a daily basis, God. I thank you that the joy this family is experiencing right now is Jesus' joy.
Yes.
Oh, God, you have sought this day before the foundations of the world, and I thank you that their future is bright. Their future is secured in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her mom. Thank you for the father of little Zara in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this baby, God, as she grows and develops and mature. I thank you, hallelujah, God, that you would get the glory out of all of their lives in the name of Jesus. You said people are going to glorify their Father in heaven through their testimony. So God, continue to allow her to move forward. Continue to give her every desire of her heart.
Yes, God.
When she pray, God, in the name of Jesus, when the enemy or demonic forces try to come in, allow her to bind them up in the name of Jesus. Let her know that she got backup. Let her know she got a prayer line. Let her know her mama is praying.
Yes.
Let her know in the name of Jesus that people love her and Zara in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so I thank you, Lord, as we're celebrating.
Yes, hallelujah.
We are rejoicing.
Thank you, Lord. We praise
we are giving you praise tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
For Deja and Zara.
Yes, Lord.
So continue to touch them, Lord, with your spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for this praise report, and we celebrate this moment, this miracle that you showed her in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for you. Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just pray for strength, for Deja as she goes forward. We pray for wisdom, Father God, as she begins to learn how to parent, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to keep her and and bless her and prosper her in all that she does, even as she cares for this precious miracle that you have given her in Jesus' name. I hear God. I heard God. We're not going to stay too long, but I heard God say, hold on. Hold on. God says the last shall be first and the first shall be last. God says even as you were patient and held on to the prayer line to wait, he said there's some things that you're waiting on for him, and he says continue to wait on the Lord. Wait on me. Hallelujah. God's growing your patience. He's growing your patience. And even though you've been through a trial, God says I've given you a miracle. He says, I've given you a miracle as a sign that I am with you. Oh, my God. He said, I've given you a miracle as a sign that I am with you. And since you were a little girl, you've been curious about God, and you wanted to know God, and you grab a hold of God in a different kind of way. It's a different kind of relationship that you have with God. It's a precious relationship that you have. It's like childlike faith that you have. And God says, don't let anything or anyone contaminate the faith that you have in him. God says, hold on to him, hold on to your faith, hold on to the miracle that he's given you and the miracles that are yet to come in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Because there are more blessings in store for you in Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I just got
you.
One more. God bless you. Psalm 27. When Pastor said, wait on God,
wow.
There are many blessings coming. But if you get a chance, when the baby is sleeping, Psalm 27, your mother read it in our church on Sunday. But read that and get it into your spirit, the 27th Psalm. Amen?
Okay, amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Congratulations on having your baby home. Baby
Thank
Zara,
you.
Congratulations.
Yes, I'm so happy.
Yes, keep that joy. Keep that joy. God bless you. Praise God. Love you, precious. Bye bye.
Love you too.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we have had a great time in church tonight on the prayer line. Amen. We pray for those who have not pressed one. We thank God for each and every person that did not have a chance to come on the prayer line on tonight. And God, I pray for those who are here, for Mother May Thomas, Sister Carmen Callow. Lord, we pray for these women of God. We pray for their families. We pray for their children, God. We pray for their households, God. We pray for favor to rest upon their homes, oh Lord, that you would give them peace and joy, Father God, that you would give them rest in the middle of every storm. And God, I quiet every storm. My God, I see storms raging and trying to rage in the families of Mother May and Sister Carmen, and we speak to the storm right now, and we speak peace be still in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace and prosperity, joy and health, and all good things over your families, Mother May, Sister Carmen. We speak over your households. We speak over your, Sister Carmen, over your marriage. We speak over your children, ladies. We speak over your finances, my God. We speak, because you both are faithful. You've been faithful over the little things that God says, I'm putting you in charge of much. Hallelujah. There's great things, greater things, greater things that I have in store for you. You will get through this test, this time of testing. My God, hallelujah. God says, I'm bringing you out better. I'm bringing you out wiser. I'm bringing you out stronger. You two ladies are like the matriarchs of this prayer line, and God says, I'm going to use you continually, mightily in your families. My God, so many are looking to you for wisdom. So many are looking to you for increase in faith. And God says, I'm using you both mightily, my God, in the earth realm. So be encouraged. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. I'm here in John 14. God says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Trust also in God, my Father. Hallelujah. Great things are being prepared for you in the earth realm. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, thank you for these two ladies and that continue to hold up our arms on this prayer line. Continue to bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name, I pray for Sister Rita as she goes for her this procedure on this week, oh God, that you would give her the right outcome, that you would give her the only outcome, an outcome of victory. And we just thank you and we praise you, and we consider it done. We consider it done that the repeat will come out to be 100% in her favor. Everything will come out to be 100% in her favor. And we touch and agree with her on Zephaniah 3:19-20 in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. We bless you. Continue to bless this prayer line. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We encourage each and every one of you to go and sow a seed. You could go over to our website at nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. As we are in church, we never leave the church without giving God an offering. And so we want to, since we had church tonight, we definitely want to give God an offering on tonight for those who will go over to the website and just sow your seed of any amount, just to say, God, we just thank you for allowing us to be in your presence for this 2 hours on tonight. Amen. So God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers.
Mother, grandmother.
Every grandmother. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Pastor Gail. We love you guys, and we will be here for Word Wednesday, WWF, WWF Word Wednesday Fire on tomorrow night at 7:30. God bless you. We're going to go out on No Song. Pastor said, No Song. I'm going to be obedient. He said, No Song. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. We love you guys. Good night.